And welcome back. It's Tuesday. Happy to be with you on the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz. Hello, everybody. Hope you guys are heading home or heading to the ballpark. If you are, you're late. But there's still a lot of baseball to be played out there. It's tied currently at 3-3 between the Rockies. We've got a lot of sports to do. How are you, Darren?
I'm freaked out right now.
Okay.
Because I put on my headphone.
Yeah.
And there was nothing coming out of it.
Did you turn it up?
I did. And I was looking at everyone else, and everyone else was like going along to the music. And I'm like, well, that's not good.
Can you hear it now?
Well, I put my other headphone in.
Yeah, we're only getting one. We're only getting one.
Well,
now.
No, now I'm getting both.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, now. Well, blah, 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 blah. See, it's voice on one side.
All right, there we go.
And everything else on the other.
Well, when I first put it in, I was only getting sound in one of my ears, which, you know,
because we weren't
sometimes
hearing us. Let's see, the same thing. But see, when I only have one of the ears in, that makes me pretty much deaf.
Then you can't hear anything.
Wow, that was crazy. I was like, wow, I think I need to go to the doctor because I can't hear a thing.
You did look freaked out there for a second. Like, I'm like, what's going on? I can hear everything just fine.
Whew.
Behind the curtain
Chi-Chi Portero also. Besides behind the music
Woo!
Of radio, there's Chi-Chi Portero.
Poor Chi-Chi looks hot.
Well, I'm not going to complain because everyone's been complaining about it. There's nothing to complain about. It's hot out. We don't have air conditioning. Welcome to the South.
No. No, 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 no. If this were the South, I would literally be dead. Like, I would have left.
You wouldn't be.
No, I would be dead. I would have left my car and taken four steps towards the door and then been like, boom.
Shoo, we could just take a part of that there window right there and could put a swamp cooler in it. It'd been all chilly right there. That's all I'm saying.
I hate your Southern accent. It's terrible.
Well, I just the way I talk. Maybe not talk. That sounds a little bit weird. I was watching some show. I don't even know what the name of it is, but it's a Netflix original.
Mm-hmm.
And it is like two badgers or something like that, but they are NASCAR country dudes. And every time they do something absolutely, and I was watching this with my son, and every time they did something, they're like, we got a choice. And so it's like a kid's show, but it's like, we got a choice of either, you know, jumping over a rock with our truck or, you know, going to get ice cream. And they always choose the thing, and they're like, oh, we made a bad decision as they're, you know, about ready to blow it. And that's
why do you watch that?
Oh, my God, it's outstanding.
It sounds awful.
Oh, my God. No, so good. Maybe the best new show on Netflix.
Okay.
No, dude, honestly, you will watch one episode and you'll be like, yep.
Nope. Again, I am not a fan of the redneck, hillbilly, backwater, ignorant Southern culture. Do not care for it.
Well, it's kind of making fun of that backwater, ignorant culture, but, you know, sort of in a, like, a, okay, we know, but this is how we really do it. Besides, they're badgers.
Okay.
Does that mean I can't say dad gum?
You can say dad gum.
Dad gum!
It just makes you sound stupid.
Doesn't make me.
It's dad gum.
E equals MC squared, dad gum.
No. You could say the smartest thing in the world and put dad gum at the end of it, and you're going to sound like an idiot. That's just the way it is.
Oh, my God. I'm having deja vu right
now.
That's freaking me out, too.
That's just the way it is. So there's some sports. The Rockies made a lot of moves today.
They're not losing.
No, they're not. And to be honest with you, when I heard of all the moves, I thought, why right now? Because this is a series the Rockies need to win, and it feels it smacked of a little.
Well,
of
it's
desperation.
Because the trade deadline is on July 30th, and guys that they were hoping to get are being traded to other teams. I mean, I'm sure you heard that J.D. Martinez, who we talked about yesterday, who is from Detroit and was looking to be traded to the Rockies sort of thing, didn't happen. He got traded to Arizona.
Okay.
So that's, you know, whether you think it's good or bad trade, that's what he is. Good against left-handed hitters, our pitchers. Absolutely terrible in the outfield.
We don't.
I'm just saying that's what the guy. That's what he is.
The Rockies just got rid of a guy. They just sent a guy down back to the minors who's not good in the outfield.
He's not good in the outfield.
They don't need another guy like that. They need somebody to replace Ottavino. Ottavino and the rest of our middle in relievers have.
Well, Rusin's yes,
Rusin's
been awful. Yes. They need to find something to do in their bullpen. They are looking for a front line starter, not a free agent, but someone who they can get There's that guy from the Orioles that everyone's talking about, and I don't have it in front of me, so I don't know if it's like Gauguet or something.
What position?
Pitcher, starting pitcher. He's not pitching very well this year, but he went to Grandview High School, so he's from Colorado. So he's kind of the guy, okay, you figure he can figure out how to pitch in Colorado because he's already pitched in Colorado.
I just don't think we ought to be wasting our time with a starting pitcher. Go get the best reliever you can get and go get a better catcher. Go get a good catcher.
Do you know what I want? I want Sensatella after the first inning. That's what I want.
That's fine. I mean, Sensatella's pitching okay.
Yeah, but every time that he's had a blow up, it's always been early, and then he'll settle down and still give you six or seven innings.
And that's fine. You give us, as long as you don't blow up to the tune of seven or eight runs. He blew up today to the tune of three runs. Okay.
Yeah, but how about blowing up to the tune of none and just get out of the first inning?
Because he's a rookie, and they just called him back up from the minors.
Pitch your first inning in the bullpen and then come out and pitch the second.
Oh, okay. That sounds like something. If it was that easy, every single pitcher would do it. Even some of the greats struggle early.
I mean, no one listens to me. So
no, because that's ridiculous. Nobody, if it was that, if it was that easy, everybody would do it.
Now, there's no, we are not allowed to be doing the play-by-play, so we will not. Okay.
I know.
We will not.
We'll just update you with scores here and there.
There was a score change, and that was terrible.
There was a score change, and it was bad, yes. So, I mean, there's, the Rockies management is clearly doing a lot of movement behind the scenes in an effort to keep this team relevant and make them a serious playoff contender.
Well, after everything that I've kind of been, and for some reason I got sucked into a rabbit hole of trade stuff, because as I was telling you before, that I've turned into what I hate, and that is I'm fascinated by the numbers, even though I think they don't always matter. And so I was reading all day. I believe that the Rockies, the one thing that they do need to do is they need to go find a catcher.
Yeah. And the Rockies have admitted that. Like I said, Troy Rank today earlier made that comment that the management, the Rockies team, is actively looking for another catcher.
Well, you know, they loved Walters, how he hit.
Well,
that's the problem. And he's, you know, because he was not always a catcher.
Right.
So he's only been catching for like 5 or 6 years, even less. Tom Murphy was supposed to be, you know, a good hitter, and he came up and couldn't hit.
Nope.
Hannigan is up here because at least he can manage the defensive side of the game. So it's rather having a defensive catcher with no offense rather than a guy with no defense.
Right.
And then Garneau is pretty much Hannigan, except not quite as good. So, and frankly, I think those two guys should be up. Just those two are the two guys that should be up, but they need a better catcher.
Well, if they can go and get a guy again, I'm resourcing Rank, who's covered the Rockies forever and ever, and now he covers the Broncos, but he's with Channel 7. He said Villa out of Detroit.
Well, that's okay.
And that would be a great pickup. That would be worth the value that the Rockies would be giving up. Most of the people that the Rockies are chasing right now are probably not going to be worth equal value to who you're going to be giving up to get them. And that's what bothers me about this time of year.
Well, no, I mean, you have to pay something to get something. I mean,
you don't want to get ripped off either.
There's a bigger question that I actually have about this.
Okay.
Which I think is more important about where you think about whether the trading and whether or not, never mind. I'll come back with it afterwards because my brain is convoluted.
Well, what was the question?
Well, I'll tell you after this.
All right.
Jeez, impatient
it's
panda.
The Darren Copeland Experience. We'll be right back. I pushed my soul in a deep dark hole and then I fought.